Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
L-ħodwa tajba jiena akid amikoni intikom merħba l-program tal-lum aħna l-Europa li matulu se nitkellmu dwar tlett temi ewlenin jekk nistgħu nfoġġu hemmhekk l-iskar setzi taċ-ċipep, is-semiconductors kif huma magħrufa u dak li ħabret il-Kummissjoni Ewropea. F'dawn l-aħħar jiem biex tipprova tindirizza din il-kriżi li qed taffettwa diversi prodotti li nikkunsmaw aħna ċittadini fl-Unjoni Ewropea fosthom stajtu segwu. F'dawn l-aħħar ftit ġimgħat kif diversi kumpaniji f'Malta li jimpurtaw il-karozzi kienu qed jgħidu lill-klijenti tagħhom li se jkollhom jistennew bejn 6 u 9 xhur oħra biex jaslu l-karozzi tagħhom minn barra, parti minn din il-problema mhux biss il-kwistjoni li għaddejja bħalissa l-isfida fil-ġar tal-prodotti u d-baħħir tal-prodotti mill-Azja speċjalment lejn l-Ewropa immanka il-nuqqas kbir ta' ċipep madwar id-dinja. Minn barra dan se nitkellmu dwar it-tassonomija, x'inhi eżatt din it-tassonomija, kif se taffettwa lill-kumpaniji Malta, għaliex il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tħabbar din l-ekkim sejħa klassifikazzjoni ġdida. U fl-aħħar nett se nitkellmu wkoll u ninsegwu l-kummenti tal-President ġdid tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola dwar x'jaħsbu ċittadini Ewropej dwar x'inhu huma l-prijoritajiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea x'jaħsbu li għandha tiffokal aktar u ħarġu diversi xejriet interessanti mill-ekkim sejjaħ Eurobarometru, ġifieri l-istħarriġ li sar fost iċ-ċittadini kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea fosthom aħna l-Maltin dwar diversi kwistjonijiet affarijiet li jaffettwawna fil-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum. Iżda nibdew b'dik li hija magħrufa bħala waħda mill-akbar sfidi li għandha l-Unjoni Ewropea bħalissa biex tirkupra b'mass pass aktar mwaġġel mill-impatt ħażin tal-pandemija tal-Covid. U fil-fatt il-Kummissjoni Ewropea proponiet set ta' miżuri biex jiġi żgurat li jkun hemm sigurtà fil-provvista, reżiljenza u anka tmexxija teknoloġika tal-Unjoni Ewropea, kemm fit-teknoloġiji kif ukoll fl-applikazzjonijiet tas-semikondutturi, kif huwa magħrufa aħjar bħala is-semiconductors. U l-att Ewropew dwar iċ-ċipep li ġi propost mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn aħħar jiem se jsaħħaħ il-kompetittività u anka r-reżiljenza tal-Ewropa. U se jgħin fost oħrajn fi kliem il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen biex tinkiseb kemm it-tranzizzjoni digitali u ekoloġika li huma magħrufa bħala tranzizzjoni doppja li l-Ewropa qed tiffoka fuqhom huma priorità u l-enija fil-program ta' ħidma tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Biex nifmu aħjar din il-kriżi u għaliex il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ħarġet b'din il-proposta leġislativa li jissovjament bħal ħafna liġijiet oħrajn iridu jiġu diskussi u anka jkun hemm diskussjoni u eventwalment tam hija li jkun hemm qbil kemm mill-Kunsill u anka mill-Parlament biex dan l-att jidħol fis-seħħ. Tajjeb ngħidu li dan inħoloq wara li kien hemm skarsezza dinjija mill-2020 il-hawn li kif semmejt fil-bidunet tal-programm wassal biex diversi prodotti fosthom il-karozzi li jiġu manifatturati u li wħud mill-karozzi kollhom bżonn ma l-elf ċippa differenti fihom li ħafna minnhom jiġu manifatturati f'pajjiżi differenti u f'postijiet differenti u allura jinġabru f'post wieħed biex imbagħad jiġu manifatturati l-karozzi, inħolqot skarsezza dinjija fil-manifattura fil-produzzjoni taċ-ċipep li waslu biex qed ikun hawn ċipep aktar għolin fil-prezzijiet, konsinni għal-konsumaturi ta' tamir li jsalva l-ħajjiet li qed idum ħafna iżjed biex jasal u l-produzzjoni tal-karozzi li naqset b'aktar minn terz f'xi pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. U għal daqstant l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tittama li b'dan l-att tkompli ssaħħaħ is-sem fis-suq dinji tagħha li bħalissa l-Unjoni Ewropea għandha biss 10% tas-suq globali fiċ-ċipep. U hija dipendenti ħafna allura fuq fornituri minn pajjiżi terzi, ħafna minnhom li jinsabu fart imbeda, speċjalment fl-Azja. Għal daqstant l-Unjoni Ewropea b'dan l-att għandha lan li kollha sem aktar ewlieni fid-disinn il-manifattura tal-ġenerazzjoni li jmiss ta' ċipep li jkunu iżgħar magħrufa bħala microchips li daqs tagħhom jiċkien sa żewġ nanometri qed ikun magħruf u li jkun hemm aktar progress biex l-Unjoni Ewropea verament tkun min ta' qudiem net f'din
The European Chips Act. In the European Chips Act, we are combining investment, regulatory framework, and the necessary strategic partnerships to make Europe a leader in this market that is so important. The global demand, as you know, for chips is exponentially growing. Chips are at the center of the global technological race. They are, of course, also the bedrock of our modern economies, and they are essential for the goods we use on an everyday basis. We have them in our smartphones, we have them in our washing machines. During the pandemic, for example, we needed them crucially in the life-saving ventilators, or now, for example, with the energy topics, they are in the electricity grids, so the chips are crucial in almost every device. But the pandemic has also painfully exposed the vulnerability of chips supply chains. You will know that the global shortage of chips has really slowed down our recovery. We have seen that whole production lines came to a standstill, for example, with cars. While the demand was increasing, we could not deliver as needed because of the lack of chips. So this European Chips Act comes absolutely at the right time, and it has two main goals. The first goal is in the short term to increase our resilience to future crises, increase our resilience by anticipating and thus avoiding supply chain disruptions. And the second part is, of course, looking at the midterm and there to make Europe an industrial leader in this very strategic market. For that, we have set ourselves goals. We've set ourselves the goal to have in 2030 20% of the global market share of chips production here in Europe. Right now, we are at 9%. We want to go to 20% in 2030. But knowing that the demand in the global market will double during that time, it means basically quadrupling our efforts. The European Chips Act will back this ambition with considerable investment. It will enable 15 billion euros in additional public and private investment till 2030. And this comes on top of 30 billion euros of public investments that we have already planned. For example, Next Generation EU, in Horizon Europe, or in the national budgets. And then these funds are to be matched by further long-term private investments. Now, the European Chips Act will focus on five specific areas. The first is research. In this field, Europe is already excellent. We're world leader. And now we are going basically from strength to strength. We will further focus on small energy-efficient transistors and on disruptive technologies for artificial intelligence. The second focus can basically summarize by the motto, from the lab to the fab. We need now to translate this excellence in research I was just reflecting about into industrial innovation, so market-feasible products. And thus, we will bridge the gap between the laboratory and the actual manufacturing in Europe. And this leads me to the third point, and that is industry production. Europe needs advanced production facilities, which come, of course, with a huge upfront cost. We are therefore adapting our state aid rules, of course, under strict conditions. And this will allow, for the first time, public support for European first-of-a-kind production facilities. And as they are first-of-a-kind, they benefit all of Europe. My fourth point is that we will also support smaller, innovative companies, the SMEs, the startups we need. We will support them to find the employees that have the skills that are needed. We will support them by finding the industrial partners, and we will support them, of course, with equity finance that is necessary. And finally, I come back where I started. It's about the supply chains. It should be clear that no country, and even no continent, can be entirely self-sufficient. This is impossible. Europe will always work to keep global markets open and to keep them connected. This is in the world's interest, it is in our own interest too. But what we need to tackle is the bottlenecks that slow down our growth as we are just experiencing it right now. And therefore, Europe will build partnerships on chips with like-minded partners, for example, the United States or, for example, Japan. It is about balanced interdependencies and it is about reliability. With the European Chips Act, we're putting out the investment and the strategy. But the key to our success lies in Europe's innovators, in our world-class researchers, in the people who have made our continent prosper throughout the decades. Europe is the continent where all the industrial revolutions have started, and Europe can be the home of
Mill-att propost mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-ħarim dwar iċ-ċipep se nitkellmu issa dwar it-tranzizzjoni l-oħra li tiffoka fuq għall-Unjoni Ewropea, b'mod speċjali l-Kummissjoni Ewropea, il-Patt Ekoloġiku Ewropew, il-European Green Deal, li kif nafu huwa l-istrateġija tal-Ewropa għat-tkabbir li għandha nagħmel li ttejjeb kemm il-benessri u s-saħħa tagħna ċittadini tagħmel l-Ewropa newtrali għall-klima sal-2050 u tipproteġi, tikkonserva u s-saħħaħ il-kapital naturali u l-biodiversità tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Issa, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed titkellem dwar il-ġimgħa li għandiet fil-fatt il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ippreżentat l-att delegat komplementari dwar it-tasson dwar il-mitigazzjoni tat-tibdil fil-klima u l-adattament għalih li kopri ċerti attivitajiet kemm tal-gass kif ukoll nukleari bil-kulleġġ tal-kummissarji jilħaq ftehim politiku dwar it-test propost li mbagħad se l-azzjonijiet ġala darba it-traduzzjonijiet ikunu disponibbli fil-lingwi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea fosthom il-Malti. Il-ħsieb ewlieni wara it-tassonomija tal-Unjoni Ewropea huwa li tigwida l-investiment privat lejn attivitajiet li huma meħtieġa biex tintlaħaq in-newtralità klimatika u l-klassifikazzjoni tat-tassonomija ma tiddeterminax jekk ċerta teknoloġija hix se tkun parti jew le mill-taħlit tal-enerġija tal-istati membri iżda l-iskop huwa li tintensifika it-tranzizzjoni billi aħna ċittadini l-istati membri nużaw soluzzjonijiet kollha possibbli biex jgħinuna nilħqu il-miri tal-klima li poġġiet l-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-waqt li tqis il-parir xjentifiku u l-progress teknoloġiku attwali, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tqis li hemm rwol għall-investiment privat fl-attivitajiet speċjalment tal-gass u nukleari matul din it-tranzizzjoni. U fil-fatt dwar din tassonomija tal-Unjoni Ewropea xi tfisser eżatt u kif se taffetwa kemm lilna ċittadini imma fuq kollox anke lill-kumpaniji fl-Unjoni Ewropea tkellmet b'mod ċar ħafna il-Kummissarju Ewropew May McGuinness li hija responsabbli mill-servizzi finanzjari. Ħansegu x'qalet.
I think today we're taking another important step in the transition to a climate-neutral economy. We do need to use all the tools at our disposal to achieve climate neutrality, because we have less than 30 years to get there, so we need to act now. As governments and public authorities, we cannot do this alone. We need the private sector to play its full part. And this is where the EU taxonomy comes in. The taxonomy helps signpost the way for private investment to contribute to our climate goals. The EU taxonomy is a tool to increase transparency in financial markets. So it is a tool for the financial sector, not energy policy. We took a big step forward with the first delegated act for the taxonomy on activities that make a big contribution to climate. And that first delegated act, just to remind us all, covered 170 economic activities, representing about 40% of EU-listed companies in sectors responsible for nearly 80% of direct greenhouse gas emissions in Europe. And I'm pleased to say that the first delegated act has been in force now for a month. We said when we adopted the first delegated act that we would return to some of the more difficult elements, and that's why we're here today. Maybe a word about what the taxonomy is not, and then about what it is, because I think it is important to bear this in mind. It is not an EU energy policy instrument. Member states remain fully responsible for deciding their own energy mix, nor does the taxonomy mandate investments in certain sectors. It also does not prohibit investments in the sectors it covers. It does not prohibit investments in sectors. And really an important point to remember is the taxonomy remains a voluntary tool. It is a signpost towards the private investment market on our road towards sustainability. And we know we need to move away from particularly harmful energy sources like coal, which today still accounts for 15% of electricity production in Europe, and this is something we need to change. So briefly and in closing, today is not the end, but today is a means to an end. The end is a low-carbon future powered by renewable energy. We do not have the capacity for that yet, but we still need to act urgently with all the means at our disposal. We need to move as fast as we can from the highest carbon energy sources like coal. During this transition, that may mean accepting imperfect solutions. Today's delegated act may be imperfect, but it is a real solution. It moves us further towards our ultimate goal of carbon neutrality. Thank you.
U fl-ħarnet fil-programm tal-lum senatu ħarsa lejn dak li tħabbar aktar kmini din il-ġimgħa, r-riżultati li ħarġu mill-Eurobarometru li ġi publikat preċiżament it-tlieta fejn l-appoġġ taċ-ċittadini għall-Unjoni Ewropea żdied matul il-pandemija tal-Covid. Biċ-ċittadini tal-Unjoni Ewropea iridu fost-oħrajn li l-Parlament Ewropew jiddefendi aktar id-demokrazija b'terz ta' dawk li wieġbu 32% iqisu li din hija l-aktar importanti għad-difiża wara l-libertà tal-kelma u tal-ħsieb u wara 25% qalu l-protezzjoni tad-drittijiet tal-bniedem. Tajjeb ngħidu li s-saħħa pubblika, il-faqar u l-esklużjoni soċjali kif ukoll it-tibdil fil-klima huma l-prioritajiet politiċi ewlenin li jixtiequ iċ-ċittadini tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Fosthom anke ċittadini Maltin li semmew fost oħrajn it-tibdil fil-klima bħala waħda mill-prioritajiet politiċi li jixtiequ li l-Unjoni Ewropea tiffoka aktar fuqhom. Dwar ir-riżultati tal-Eurobarometru kkummissjonat mill-Parlament Ewropew tkellmet il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew innifsu Roberta Metsola.
Citizen support for the European Union and the European Parliament has increased in the course of the pandemic. And this is because the European Union has been dealing effectively with it. People saw that it was only by common action that we were able to address our common problems. Good examples of these actions are the joint procurement of vaccines and the setting up of the recovery plan to provide support to people and our economies. People also realize what the EU brings when it is not there, like the freedom of movement. I believe citizens see a European Union and a European Parliament that work in their interest for them. And the European Parliament and its members continue to work and relay citizens' concerns throughout the pandemic. Of course, there is still uncertainty ahead for all of us, but it is reassuring to know that more than 7 in 10 think that their country has benefited from being part of the EU. More than 6 in 10 EU citizens are optimistic about the future of the European Union. We must not take our democracy for granted. Nationalism, authoritarianism, protectionism and isolationism, fueled by disinformation and misinformation, are rising. These are a false illusion, offering no solutions. Europe is about all of us, standing up for one another, bringing people closer together. It is about all of us defending our common European values. We cannot accept poverty on our continent. The economic relaunch has to be in the center of our political agenda.
Tajjeb ngħidu li l-istħarriġ sar kemm b'intervisti wiċċ imwiċċ, kif ukoll b'intervisti online, fejn kollox ġew intervistati aktar minn 26,500 persuna bir-riżultati preżentati skont id-daqs tal-popolazzjoni f'kull pajjiż membru. Dak kollox għal din il-ġimgħa l-programm aħna l-Ewropa sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu l-ġimgħa dieħla, il-ġurnata tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġġub lilkom bix-xogħat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.